I first heard about Joseph Walter from someone whose job is trumpeting school's accomplishments, so I'm a little skeptical that he'll, quote, change me. But I go to meet him and his best translator, his mother, Deborah, at their house in Clay, Alabama.
Thank you.
Hey.
Hey, how are you? It's
good
to meet you in person. Dan Carson, hey.
Debbie. He's back here. This is Joseph.
I'm not.
This is so nice.
Joseph can move only one thumb and two fingers, one on each hand. He's in a special chair in the main room, which is decorated with movie posters and other art. He's hooked up to a ventilator and to something else important, the computer that connects him to the outside world. It's got a little joystick that moves a cursor over letters. Joseph types them by using his other hand to click a button. But he didn't have that back in his early school days.
Most of his tests were multiple choice. He'd read the question, and then he would sing the and I'd say, is your answer D? And then I could tell by his eyes.
That's Pam Smith, the Jefferson County educator who is Joseph's homebound teacher since he was in first grade. He's never been in a standard classroom.
People don't really understand how good a classroom is. Because at least if you're in a classroom, they explain it to you.
Math gave him the most trouble.
You and me take out a scratch piece of paper and work our problems out. He can't do that. He does it in his head.
Joseph wasn't expected to live past 2, but he just graduated high school ranked 20th out of almost 300. His language arts ACT scores are well into the nation's top 10%. And crucially for Joseph and his family, who have insurance but struggle with out-of-pocket costs, he's earned a full scholarship to Kaplan Online University worth $67,000.
The lady on the phone said, you've got a scholarship to Kaplan, and then... And he couldn't talk. He just closed his eyes and had tears running down his face.
Part of what got him the scholarship is his writing, which Pam Smith calls off the charts. It's one way his wicked sense of humor gets to come out and play. A family favorite is an essay that makes the case for cooking children. It's actually a satire of wealth inequality and stereotypes. But just in case I didn't get that, Joseph promises he's not a famous movie villain.
You don't actually think what? Cooking children is good? No, so.
I'm not Hannibal.
Not Hannibal, no. Even though we watch it, because he has to watch all those things, because that's what his field is going to be.
Joseph wants to be a forensic psychologist specializing in facial micro-movement detection. In other words, he wants to look at video of people's faces and help law enforcement tell whether they're lying. He's completed a nearby police department Citizens Academy course, and he's writing a detective novel. Joseph has been defying expectations for years. He's had support, his parents, teachers, tutors, nurses, but he seems to help those who know him at least as much as they help him, normally jaded reporters included.
Is there anything else, something that I might have forgotten to ask you?
He just wants to make sure people know that you always keep fighting, no matter what.
It's easier to take advice from people who back it up themselves. Perspective adjusted. For the Southern Education Desk in Birmingham, I'm Dan Carson.